Look at those cowboy hats.
As long as I can remember, me and Porkchop have been as close as two peas in a pod. Best friends, pals, always there for each other. That is, until now. Oh, my doggone dog's done doggone gone.
Hey, honey, are you in pain? Sounds like you're howling at the moon.
Hi, Roger.
Speaking of howling, where's Bonehead, your dog?
You mean Porkchop. He's not here now. He's gone.
Gone? Deserted by your own dog? What a loser!
Oh, my dog. Sometimes Roger can be such a pain, but in this case, he was right.
That's me.
Hey!
It all started when a couple of days ago, I began to notice Porkchop acting weird. But it wasn't till yesterday that I really started to worry. Look, Porkchop, it's the Mr. Swirly truck. Porkchop, it's Mr. Swirly, the peanutty buddy man. Here, Porkchop, your very favorite. This was serious. Porkchop didn't want a peanutty buddy. Then I was sure of it. Porkchop was sick. Big time.
The first historic boy-to-dog transfusion is a resounding success. Well, son, how do you feel? Well, now to check your dog. Nurse, help me get him up.
Huh? Foster. Doug, you're the best friend a dog could have. Here's a doggy delight.
Yay!
The answer was clear. I had to take Porkchop to the vet right away. So, what is it, Dr. Dorsal? What's wrong with my dog?
Well, as far as I can tell, Doug, everything's ship-shape. Strong heart, thick fur, wet nose.
But he won't eat, and he can't sleep, and he acts weird.
Then I'm going to need more information. I tell you what, Doug, why don't you keep tabs on Porkchop for a few days? Watch him closely. Follow him around. You know, be kind of a detective.
Detective? This is the city, Bluffington, pride of the Tri-County area. When somebody needs their dog tailed, they come to me. My name's Funny. I tail dogs. AM. Trail Porkchop all morning. Listen to sappy music. Mopes a lot. Refused to chase a car. Tailing my dog was becoming an obsession. Nothing was going to keep me from getting to the bottom of this. That is, until she came on the scene.
Hey, Doug, come play beatball with us.
Come on.
Huh?
I need one more on my side. I'll teach you how to play.
Well, I guess I could. Oh, no.
Something wrong?
I have to take a rain check. There I was, with the chance of a lifetime, and it's blown because of a sick dog. I gotta figure out what's wrong with him. Hey! Porkchop. Now what?
Well, hello there, Douglas!
Mr. Dink, I think you're, beeping.
Stand back, Doug. I think he's gonna blow.
Oh, nonsense, Tippy. Time to check my stats. Pulse rate, 120. Stress rate, 5.6. Sweat rate, 98%. It's great to be in shape. So, what brings you to this neck of the neighborhood?
Well, I followed Porkchop here. I think he's sick.
Sick? Well, I'll be. Your little dog isn't sick. At least, he's not sick sick. He's come down with a bad case of love sickness. Or in this case, puppy love.
Puppy love?
Oh, sounds like he's making a date, the little Dickens. Well, so long, Douglas. I gotta get home and carbo load. It's part of my training.
It's his favorite part.
Mr. Dink, wait.
Oh, yes, Douglas?
What should I do about Pork Chop?
Do? Oh, do what any best friend would do. Like I always say, if you go with the flow, you'll always come out in the wash.
What could I do? After all, Pork Chop was my best friend. So, I decided to help. Musky Man Aftershave. Here, try this. Now remember, home by 10. Don't do all the barking and, well, have a good time. Well, it's 7 o'clock and here I am. Dogless. Yep, all alone. But hey, no problem. There's lots of fun things a guy can do by himself. Hey, this is gonna be okay. Let's see, what should I do first? I know. I'll play barnyard chess. Porkchop and I love to play barnyard chess. Well, this is boring. It's not much of a game without a partner. Well, at least some time must have passed. Boy, the time really flies when you're having fun. Okay, I think I'll draw now. Boy, I guess I really miss Porkchop. I can't wait till he comes home. Little did I know this dating thing was just beginning. Are you sure you want to go? Well, the radio says nasty weather tonight. Maybe you should stay home. It was almost my bedtime, and Porkchop still wasn't back. I think it's time for me to start worrying. Mom? Dad, can I come in?
Certainly, dear.
Mom? Dad, I'm worried about Porkchop. He still hasn't come back from his date.
Good for you, son. I like a boy who worries about his dog. It shows maturity.
But, son, be careful. Worrying can cause little wrinkles in your forehead.
Besides, I'm sure Porkchop's fine.
I don't know. May I be excused?
Why, sure, son.
Porkchop! Porkchop, where are you? Porkchop, you're all right. You're home. You have any idea how worried I've been? I'm getting little wrinkles in my forehead. Porkchop, are you listening to me? I hate to do this, but sooner or later, you're going to have to make a choice. It's her or me? Well, I guess he's choosing me. The next morning, I thought maybe I was a little hard on Porkchop. Porkchop, how'd you like a doggy delight? Porkchop? Well, where is he? He never leaves before breakfast. Hey, bunny, got yourself a little snack there? Oh, it's for Porkchop. Not anymore. I think you'll be chomping on those doggy delights by yourself, pal. We just saw Porkchop walking that away with a suitcase.
What? A suitcase? That means...
Skeeter, Porkchop was my best friend. Non-human, that is. Now he's left me forever.
Maybe you should get another pet.
Another pet?
Yeah, think about it.
Come on, boy. Fetch. Come on, boy. Come on.
Okay. Never mind. Go ahead. It's your move.
Pizza!
Skeeter, excuse me.
No. But our game.
I'll be right back.
Oh, here comes
Don't
Doug.
Move.
Let's go.
I got it.
Hi, Patty. Boy, Patty, thanks for teaching me how to play beatball.
Yeah, it's a great game. Maybe next time you should bring Skeeter.
Skeeter? Oh, no! Hi, Skeeter.
Man, I'm glad you're back. I was getting a cramp.
I'm really sorry, Skeeter. I totally forgot about the time. I guess she has that effect on me.
No problem, man. I know Patty makes you crazy. Beet salad has the same effect on me.
So we're still friends?
Of course. I knew you'd come back. Hey, man, I knew you wouldn't leave me hanging.
Hey, Skeeter, you know the way I came back? Maybe Porkchop. I better go home.
Come on, Porkchop might be waiting for me.
Wait. Before we go, checkmate, man.
Oh, there he is. I'm so glad you're back. I knew you wouldn't leave me hanging. She dumped you. I'm sorry, Porkchop. I'm still your best friend, and I won't leave you hanging.
Oh, my dog.
So, for the three of us, everything was back to normal. Best friends have to stick together through thick or thin, right, guys? Skeeter? Skeeter?
Oh. Huh? Don't move! I'll be right back, guys!
But, Skeeter, I thought we decided to... Oh, well, he'll be back. Sooner or later, he'll be back. Dear Journal, hi, it's me, Doug. You know, I never thought getting my picture taken was a big deal until I had to get it taken for photo swap day. It all started when...
Attention all teachers and pupils, this is Lamar Bone, assistant principal.
I'm sure you pupils will be pleased to know
that tomorrow you will have your pictures taken for photo swap day. That is all.
So, Skeeter, what's this photo swap day thing anyway?
Well, tomorrow, everybody gets dressed up to have their picture taken. So next week, we get to swap autograph photos with each other. Last year, I traded with everybody, except Patty Banning. She ran out.
Yeah, I bet she's really popular.
I'm sorry, boy. This year, all my photos are going to Doug. Here, Doug. Now you'll have one for each day of the year.
Hey, Doug, can you hang? I gotta pick up my baby brother from Ding Dong Daycare.
Hello, Skeeter. Little Dale said the word cool 12 times today, and he said man 6 times.
Cool, man. Maybe you'll put him together tomorrow and make his first sunnets. Yo, Dale. Meet my new friend, Doug.
Hello, Dale.
Hiya, Big Nose.
And that's when it hit me for the first time. I had a big nose. That's me.
Hey!
Big mouth.
Well, can't you get him to say something else?
Big mouth.
It's not really that big, is it?
Big mouth.
Hey, smart little brother you got there, Skeeter. Isn't that right, Mr. Schnoz?
Thanks, Roger. I've got an idea for you. Get two pictures taken. One for you, and one for that nose of yours.
Why didn't anybody ever tell me I had a big nose?
Well, what are you looking at?
Mm-hmm.
Why am I always the last to know? I bet I've had a big nose all my life.
Oh, fetus, it's little Dougie.
Oh, I wish I had my cat.
Oh, let's see the little fellow. Oh, he's the cutest little kid.
You see the nostrils on that thing?
Since I was supposed to get dressed up for the photo shoot anyway, maybe there was a way to make my nose look smaller.
All right, class. It's time to learn about primary variables. Doug Funny, you're late. Shall we continue? If A equals 1 and B represents all the numbers in the known world, then C equals some number unknown to either A or B.
Let's see. If A equals how big my nose is now, and B represents my nose's annual rate of growth, then by the time I finish college...
Wow! A nose with a college degree. Cool, man.
May I be excused?
Maybe I'm making too big a deal about this. After all, it's just a nose. Hey, Pinocchio! Nice outfit! Very funny, Roger.
Listen, Funny, why don't you just avoid being a loser on photo swap day and don't have your picture taken?
What do you mean?
Think about it, Funny. Why would anyone want a picture of a honker like that?
A photo? For me?
I hope you like it.
Your nose poked my eye out, Doug. Call an ambulance. Help!
Ow!
Forgive me.
Attention all teachers and pupils.
Today we will take your pictures for photo swap day.
Starting with those pupils whose last name begins with Z.
As in Zamboni.
I don't know where this thing is. I'm just gonna wander.
Well, gotta go, Funny. Don't wanna disappoint my fans on photo swap day. Hey, how does my hair look?
Nice and pointy.
Ah, what do you know, Funny?
Yo, Doug. I just had my picture taken. And you know what's really cool? I can still see the little spots in front of my eyes. Yeah, I'll miss them when they're gone.
Hey, Skeeter. Hey, Doug.
Hey, Patty. Hey, BB.
So, Patty, how do you think your picture came out?
Who knows?
Knows. See? They're making fun of me.
Huh?
And that girl in front of me, she was so nosy.
See? They did it again.
Did what, man?
I think some people should just keep their big noses out of other people's business.
Big nose. Did you hear that?
Hey, don't get your nose all bent out of shape.
That's it. I'm out of here. No pictures for me.
Listen, man, everybody's got to get their picture taken. It's the rules. Unless, of course, you got sick or something.
Oh.
I think I'm sick.
What's your story?
I have, turkey pox?
You're the fourth kid today to pull that one on me. Try again, mister.
The kangaroo blue?
No.
An allergic reaction to beets? I think I'll go get my picture taken now.
Bingo.
Hiya, big nose.
Get two pictures taken. One for you, and one for that nose.
Ow! Your nose poked my eye out. Doug, help! Doug, are you okay?
Oh, yeah, fine. No problem here.
Attention all teachers and pupils. This is Assistant Principal Bone. All pupils whose last name begins with F report for your photo session on the double.
That's you, Mr. Funny. Aren't you going to get your picture taken?
I'm not sure.
How come?
Come on, Daddy.
You know how some people have a little... Well, you see, I have this friend. It's not me. He's got a giant... Could a girl like you ever go for a guy with a...
Doug, are you afraid to get your picture taken because you think you have a big nose?
Huh? How did you know?
Oh, I heard Roger giving you a hard time. Listen, Doug, don't worry about it. Just go get your picture taken. I think your nose gives you character.
Really?
Yes, true character. You're one of a kind.
Character. I've got character.
This is Assistant Principal Bone. Now hear this. Absolutely last call for photo day, stragglers. That means you, Funny.
Hey, man, what happened to you? You're all sweaty.
I'm fine.
Okay, man, good luck. Don't break the camera.
Okay, Tiger, just sit with your shoulders like this and your head like this. And lean forward. Now, say beets.
Beets.
Whoa!
Next!
Attention all teachers and pupils, this is Lamar Bone, Assistant Principal.
This afternoon's classes are canceled due to photo swap day.
That is all.
All right, class. Here are your photo packets.
Well, there I sat. It was the moment of truth.
Douglas. Mitchell.
Hey, it's me.
Oh, let me see how yours came out. Oh,
it looks pretty. Cool hair, Roger. I like the way it's all nice and pointy.
Yeah, what do you know, skeet face?
To Patty. I know. From Doug. Perfect. Excuse me? This is for you.
Wait, Doug.
Huh?
Here.
What? For me? To Doug from Patty.
Yo, Doug. Whoa! You scored big time, didn't you?
Hey, Skeeter, can I have one of your pictures?
I can't, man.
Well, why not?
Dale ate them.
Yum, yum, eat them up. Yum, yum, eat them up.
Hey, Dale, whatever happened to Big Nose? Mrs. Wingo told us a picture's worth a thousand words. Well, this picture's worth... It's worth... Well, a lot. After all, Patty saved me from my big nose. Thanks to her, I know I have character.
Ow!
And thanks to Dale, I think it's probably all the character I need for now.